adventure and put me on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest who has some killer new music coming out that we're going to talk about, and is a repeat guest because they do have such great music. So let's welcome Michelle from Temperance. How are you?
I'm super fine. I'm super happy to be here again. It's 1 year since we didn't hear from each other, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I have to ask, in that year, you know, we've been going through this whole COVID thing. How have things changed or not changed over where you're at?
So, as you might know, I'm from Italy, and I believe that on the news from all around the world, you've been hearing that our country didn't see actually the best time at the very beginning of the pandemic. Luckily, we are in a fantastic situation right now. I mean, fantastic might be a too much of a big word, but things are going really well thanks to the vaccination and everything. So now we can see a brighter future for real in our country after the struggle that we've been suffering in February, March, and 2020, of course. But honestly, we've been through some really, really bad moments. I think we've had one of the longest lockdowns in Europe, at least. And if on one side, as a musician, I could take advantage of the time to be really productive together with Marco and you know, all the guys from Temperance. On the other hand, we've been watching our life being taken away. You know, I mean, talking about live music, talking about the connection with the fans, talking about the programming of touring, the planning of touring and live shows. We really faced a bad and dark moment that at least now seems to be getting to an end.
Yeah, so over here, I actually have been covering festivals and shows for a couple months now. And man, it was like that. It was weird, too. The first show, but I just basically stayed backstage. I'm like, I was looking out at the crowd going, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. But then... But then as each show I did, it got less and less. And then, you know, then I was just right out there with it. And, man, it's the first time I felt alive in a year and a half to 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah, of course. I mean, from now on, everything will be, like, double powered.
Yeah.
it's like starting again, you know. The first tour after the pandemic will feel as good as the first tour ever, probably, to me.
No
so
doubt.
Really excited and looking forward to being back on the road.
my most interesting story of being on the road recently was New Year's Day played their first gig in like 2 years at a festival, and after the first song, the lead singer Ash Costello just started crying because she was so happy to be doing it.
I can totally believe this, and I believe I will probably do the same.
Right, exactly.
On stage for the first time on a real tour, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, speaking of singing, and we talked about it last time, but I'm just so enamored by it that we got to talk again. And for the listeners that didn't hear last time, you guys have a triad of vocalists, and it just kind of blows my mind how great you sound having three people singing. To me, I would think that would be the hardest thing in the world to like you talk about, you know, having some coordination. I think you definitely have to have some coordination to be able to balance three singers.
Totally, totally. I mean, the sinking, this is what we call it, the sinking between the spelling of the words, for instance, in between the three of us, and of course the entwining of the harmonies. This is something that it's surely demanding mentally, technically, and on every level, but I believe this is also our power in Temperance. This is what makes us different from several other bands. There are plenty of bands with more than one singer nowadays, but it's rare to have a band. I think we are the only one who have three clean singers. This is what makes the difference in Temperance too, because if you think of, I don't know, Amaranthe, just to mention one, there is a growler together with Elise Reed and Nils, which are the clean singers. So it lacks of bands which have three vocalists and they are all clean singers, everyone with its own range and, you know, this combination. Of course, there are some bands, like boy bands. I think of Pentatonix, for instance, or, you know, this almost choirish band. But this is, yeah, different and pretty far away from the metal scene, I would say.
Well, you know, it's funny you should bring that up, too, because I was going to talk about that. So, like, even as, for instance, you know, you have a choir, a chorus, you know, there's always, like, everybody's singing at the same time, but really you can tell who is the power singer and who stands out. Or you also tell that all the voices kind of meld together. With you guys, you have three power singers that I can totally tell which person is singing. Like, it is definitely a standout. And I think that's what makes it even more difficult, because it's kind of like you have three Type A personalities is the same thing as having three power singers.
Yeah, that's super true. And actually, the big work is more in the arrangement and composition of the songs rather than on doing this live, actually, because the biggest effort is to make every personality stand out despite having another strong personality on your side, which is totally true. But if you find the right balance, all the three singers shine, and all the three singers are, you know, having their own moments, which is peculiar to make everything work perfectly. And there are these moments in which we sing all together, in which somehow we need to balance everything to make it work. So this is an arrangement issue that we are facing. But I mean, I would again call it a PowerPoint rather than an issue, because as long as we succeed in doing it and we make it happen in a proper way, I think this is really nice.
Oh, you do, and you do an amazing job. And especially, okay, so I've been listening to the new album that's getting released on November 19th via Napalm Records, Diamante, and man, that is some, you talk about arrangements, those are some serious arrangements of music. And just, I mean, I'm just in love with how the vocals are arranged in these songs with the three of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Diamante, we really had, we really took advantage of the pandemic, of the time in which we were stuck, I would say, I would use this word, at home. So we could really focus a bit more than what we did in the past on all the vocal arrangements and the arrangements of the album in general, also musically wise, instrumental wise. Because, you know, when you are a touring band, when you're always on the road, and Temperance totally is a live band, we love the stage, we love being on stage, and it's our main goal to be on the road and to travel the world, bringing our music everywhere we can, because, of course, it's also a matter of which countries you can actually reach. But during the pandemic, we were stuck at our places, we were stuck at home, and we really had more time to dig into what we were capable of doing. So we tried to extremize a little bit our skills. I can totally say that there are some songs in which we try to bend everything to the limit before it breaks.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, it's funny you should say what you're saying, because I've been talking all along, like, the good part of the pandemic for musicians is, you know, you guys have been going 24/7 forever with the world we live in, and you never really have a chance to breathe. So I think it kind of gets in the way sometimes of creativity, because you have to rush, or, you know, you're writing a song from one gig to the next, whereas this pandemic and the lockdown allows you the downtime not only to, you know, really let the creative juices flow, but also to kind of take a breath and evaluate who you are, what you're doing, and what you're writing about.
I totally agree with what you just said. I am like 100% with you, and I totally recognize myself in the guy who writes the song, you know, at night after the show in the tour bus, or, you know, in the backstage while holding a guitar in his hand. So, of course, having had the time to sit down in the studio without any rush, without any, you know, commitment or duty on the following day that makes you forced to be to be composing fastly, or at least in, you know, that you have a certain amount of time in which you have to make things work, and this is not always a good thing. Having had the time is the only bright side as a musician for these pandemic times.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I was kind of excited when the email came across to and that you guys were coming out with a new album. And I had immediately emailed John, and I was like, let's set this one up, because it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of cool. I got to talk to you from doing an album before the pandemic was really a thing like it is now. And now we got to fast forward, and there's kind of, you know, you get to find out the difference of what it was like before and what it's like now.
Totally, totally. And also, we have to admit that our previous album was a bit unlucky due to the pandemic, because we didn't have any time to promote it, which right. is, we didn't have the chance, not the time, sorry. The time, we had it, of course, but you know that once you release an album, you have to bring it on the road. And we released Viridian. It was, I believe, January the 20th, 2020, with the pandemic starting mm-hmm. exactly 3 weeks afterwards. And yeah, this really was a bad thing for the record itself, because we couldn't promote it at all. Now it's like if you are connecting dots, you know, because 1 year and a half later, we are releasing a new album, which is meant to be another start, another starting point, with this time the bright future ahead. So yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed, and let's hope that this Diamante will be luckier compared to Viridian.
Absolutely. And so give all the listeners who haven't heard you guys before how they can connect with you on social media, on the web, get the new album when it drops, all that good stuff.
So this is pretty simple, because whichever research engine you are using, whichever social network you are into, you just write Temperance, the name of the band, and the word band. Whatever pops up, it's about us. So Temperance Band, just search this. There is no hard website to remember, no different, no special, you know, combination of words. Go on the network that you prefer to stay in and write down, type down Temperance Band, and you will find us. And you will find all the news about our upcoming gigs, our upcoming records. You will find our store with the merchandise, which we ship all over the world. So even if you are from the other side of the world compared to Europe, you can totally purchase whatever you want. And you will find our latest video clips, our latest music, and of course, the back catalog.
There you go. Well, I love it. I love the music. I hope everybody checks it out. Diamante drops November 19th via Napalm Records. And are there any other final words you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, yes, there is one cool thing. I don't know how many of your listeners, they don't speak English, or they have another mother tongue. But we decided to do something really cool with Diamante. The title track, Diamante, is, of course, an Italian word. And the chorus of the song is sung in Italian in its official version, which is in the album. But the day the album will be released, we will drop on Spotify international versions. So you will find Diamante in Spanish, in French, in German, in English, of course, and in Italian. So since I know that there are a lot of Spanish listeners from the USA, or, you know, friends sometimes from Canada and everything, you will find your own version of Diamante, which I think it's a nice gift, and we hope you will get it as a nice gift.
I love that. That's so cool. That's also what's cooler about Europeans and Americans, because we just like to stick to one language. But you, everybody else in the world, they know a whole bunch of languages. So I love that the music's in all different languages.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the great music, and thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
And what can I say? I mean, let's hope that we will hear from each other in a couple of years this time, because if it will be next year, probably we will have had too much time, which I don't like as an idea. I want to go on the road now.
And I definitely want to see you live too. So yeah, for sure. Let's hope that this live music thing keeps going in a positive direction.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.